What if there was a time-tested formula for success that has worked across centuries, continents, and circumstances? Despite making up just 2% of America's population, Jewish Americans represent 30% of Nobel Prize winners in science and 40% of the Forbes 400 richest Americans. This remarkable achievement isn't random chance. It's the result of specific cultural values and practices that anyone can adopt. Warren Buffett called these principles fascinating, while Oprah featured them on her Books That Made a Difference list. The beauty of this wisdom is that it's not genetic or exclusive. These are accessible strategies that work regardless of background. Jews have been called people of the book because knowledge became their perfect portable asset during centuries of persecution and displacement. This educational focus begins early in Jewish households, where children are encouraged to question everything. The traditional Chavruta study method teaches children to articulate ideas clearly, defend positions logically, and respectfully challenge authority. This educational emphasis is reinforced by strong community support. Take care of your own, and they will take care of you, represents a key principle. When mainstream institutions excluded them, Jews created remarkable support systems, providing financial, educational, and spiritual resources, extending beyond tribalism to embrace justice and charity, tzedakah. When excluded from hospitals, they built their own, like Mount Sinai. When Ivy League schools imposed Jewish quotas, they established scholarship funds. When banks wouldn't lend to them, they created Hebrew-free loan societies. This self-sufficiency built parallel institutions that often surpassed those that excluded them. Jewish families demonstrate extraordinary commitment to education through remarkable sacrifices, often working multiple jobs to fund their children's schooling. Today, 85% of Jewish students attend college, compared to 40% of the general population, and they're 4 times more likely to pursue graduate education. Doctor, lawyer, businessman isn't just cultural preference, it's strategic positioning. Professional careers offer portable skills, above-average income for capital, and valuable connections. By mid-20th century, 20% of Jewish males were professionals, double the national average, and 35% were proprietors, triple the average, with 55% in white-collar careers, while most non-Jews worked blue-collar jobs. The legal profession exemplifies this strategy. Jews represent 15% of America's lawyers, 7 times their population percentage. Despite facing anti-Semitism and quotas limiting law school admissions until the 1950s, Jewish lawyers thrived by establishing their own firms and specializing in initially less prestigious areas like taxation and securities law that later became highly lucrative. The entrepreneurial spirit flourishes particularly in Jewish communities, with nearly twice the self-employment rate of other ethnic groups. As David Halberstam noted, if you are less invested in the status quo, the more comfortable you feel taking risks. From Michael Dell's dorm room startup to Brin and Page creating Google, this willingness to venture beyond established paths has generated extraordinary wealth and innovation. To succeed in business, you need chutzpah, verbal self-confidence that Jewish culture cultivates. This audacity to speak up and challenge authority serves well in competitive environments. Jewish tradition encourages questioning through Torah study, emphasizing critical analysis over memorization. Unlike children should be seen, not heard, Jewish culture integrates children into intellectual life early. During Passover, the youngest child recites the 4 questions before family. Bar and bat mitzvahs require 13-year-olds to lead Sabbath services, building performance skills that translate to later success. This verbal confidence has flourished in entertainment and media. Jews pioneered Hollywood, with figures like Adolph Zukor, Paramount, Louis B. Mayer, MGM, and the Warner Brothers transforming Nickelodeons into a global industry. In television, William Paley built CBS, David Sarnoff founded NBC, and Leonard Goldenson created ABC. Many great comedians, from Groucho Marx to Jerry Seinfeld, share Jewish backgrounds. Judaism encourages individuality, despite its emphasis on tradition, beginning with Abraham, who broke convention by proclaiming a single God. Jewish parenting appears permissive, but employs sophisticated strategies, avoiding corporal punishment, allowing free expression, providing resources, nurturing strong egos, reducing peer pressure through family ties, and setting high educational standards reinforced community-wide. Jewish spending habits balance selective extravagance with prudent frugality. They spend generously on what they value: education, charity, twice the national average, and quality food, while remaining vigilant about fair prices. Early Jewish immigrants to America, arriving with an average of just $9, practiced extreme thrift that became the foundation of many fortunes. A 1993 survey revealed distinctive patterns. 26% owned second homes, 35% had traveled internationally in the past year, and 49% dined out frequently. Their car preferences showed practical values, favoring reliable Japanese models at twice the rate of the general population, with 49% paying cash. This demonstrates both willingness to spend on quality and determination to live within means. For Jews, wealth represents security and survival. In Old World Europe, Jews face special taxes for praying, traveling, marrying, and burying their dead. This history shaped priorities: education first, money second, material third. 73% of Jews directly own stocks and bonds versus 27% of the general public. Money provides protection against prejudice, where wealth breaks down barriers faster than pleas for acceptance. Political organization amplifies Jewish community power. Jews vote at extraordinary rates, 80% compared to 50% of the general population. Though representing just 2% of Americans, they contribute up to half of all Democratic campaign funds. Jewish charitable giving averages twice the national rate, with donations flowing to both Jewish and general causes. Imagine what any community could achieve with this level of coordinated support. This engagement extends beyond politics. The emphasis on justice has led to disproportionate Jewish participation in civil rights movements, labor organizing, and social justice causes throughout American history. By maintaining strong internal community bonds while actively engaging with broader society, Jewish Americans have maximized their influence despite their small population. These seven principles work together as an integrated system. Education forms the foundation for professional careers, generating capital for entrepreneurial ventures. Verbal confidence enables effective networking, while creativity opens new market opportunities. Community support provides resources and connections, and political organization amplifies collective power. Jewish creativity has flourished across fields. Jerome Kern invented the American musical, while Irving Berlin wrote iconic songs like God Bless America despite never learning to read music. The toy industry showcases this creative entrepreneurship. Mattel, founded by the Handlers, and Hasbro, founded by the Hassenfelds, dominate with innovations like Barbie and Mr. Potato Head. Importantly, these principles aren't genetic traits or secrets. They're practical strategies anyone can adopt. Educational emphasis works through university, vocational training, or self-directed learning. The entrepreneurial mindset applies to both starting businesses and advancing corporate careers. By incorporating these seven keys, you create your own success story, regardless of background. The principles work synergistically. Improvement in one area often catalyzes progress in others. We carry our ancestors forward, but choose our direction. This framework provides both the map and tools for your journey, allowing you to chart your course while building on proven success strategies. What would change if you began applying these principles today?